Boker Tov. Good morning, everyone. Continuing in Simon Reish Hey, back to the laws of vegetables, 205. The halacha in Sif Beis is a halacha we saw earlier. It's a similar halacha. Hamayim shebishlu b'hem yirakos. Let's say you have water that you've cooked inside of that water some vegetables. So the halacha is mevarech habracha atzman shebarech al yirakos atzman. The halacha is on the water that you've cooked the vegetables in. You make the bracha, the same bracha of the vegetables. Even though you don't actually have any of the vegetables, you just have the tam, the flavor, the taste of the vegetables, and that's the halacha. Now, in Siman Reish Beis, the Mishnah Brura gave a couple of qualifiers for this. Number one, this has to be a normal way, normal type of food that people eat. So, if you do something unusual, you boil lettuce in water, and then you drink the lettuce juice. I don't think that's a normal, typical thing to do. So the halacha would be a shahakal. However, if it's the type of thing that's a normal thing for people to do, number one, the Mishnah Brura offers another, because this is a big machlokas rishonim and how this operates. But number two, it's the type of thing that this is how this fruit or vegetable was grown for initially. It was grown to be boiled. It's a very normal thing that you'd boil it and drink the water. So then it would retain its original bracha, either a hadama or potentially an ha'etz. And then over here in Siman Reish Hey, the Mishnah Brura gives another very important qualifier, is he says, v'davka k'sheshilkan k'dei lechol gamas hiyarakos. It's that you were boiling it also to eat the vegetables, even if you don't eat the vegetables right in this sitting, but it's not that you're just boiling the vegetables or fruit and discarding it. So we pointed out when we studied Siman Reish Beis, classic example would be coffee. Coffee, if you really think about it, fits this qualification. You should make a ha'etz or a hadama on coffee, even though it's just liquid, it's just water, but the bean was planted for the drinking of water, for cooking the bean in the water and drinking the water. The reason why we don't make a ha'etz or a hadama on coffee is for this reason, is because we usually discard the beans. People don't eat the beans as well. And that's why coffee, the halacha, is indeed shahakal. Question is, what's the story with vegetable soup? So a lot of vegetables, they're grown so that you boil it and drink the soup. So the halacha goes like this. Certainly if you're eating, there's going to be pieces of the vegetables in the soup anyway, so you should be making a bar peradama, and there's no question. The halacha seems, if a person is making a vegetable soup, and let's say for some reason you're only going to be drinking the broth, so it seems that it's not super clear la halacha. The bottom line is we do follow this halacha, and you should still make a hadama even if you're not having any of the actual vegetables. Bit of a different question maybe we'll deal with in the coming days is what about pureed soup? It's a little bit of a different halacha. But the halacha does seem to be if you're going to have vegetable soup, even if you're not going to have any of the vegetables, because vegetables are typically eaten with the soup, so even if you're not going to be eating it, the halacha will be on a vegetable soup, even the clear broth, the halacha is you make a hadama, provided, now this is again, assuming there's nothing else in the soup. If, let's say there's meat, very likely the meat will become the ikar anyway, and it's going to go back to being a shahakal. Or if there's, let's say, barley or something like that in the soup, then it will be a mizonos. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.